Hey, everybody, this is Jeffrey Gittimer, and welcome to Motivation Monday. I am joined today by my Parisian friend.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jen Gluckow, founder of Sales in the New York Minute. What's up? Happy Monday.
We have celebrated the World Cup going back to France. It erroneously was someplace else for the last few years, Germany for one.
We are all decked out, if you can't.
And
that
country is motivated right now.
Oh, yeah.
But we are joined today by two of our very, very, very good friends. I'll introduce the man, you introduce the woman. I'm Jeff Bajorek with a B from who knows where outside of Detroit.
And Christy Walters. And they have a show together called The Why and the Buy. It's another podcast that's on the Sell or Die Network. And I'm really excited because we're going to be interviewing them today. But before we get into that, let's give you, in case you're a first-time listener, this is Sell or Die. And let's tell you a little bit about our show.
Yeah, let's talk about us for a little bit. And then when we're done, we're going to tell you all about us again.
Oh, come on.
Oh.
All right, so Sell or Die is the sales and personal development podcast, and we are going live every day soon, but right now we're three times or four times a week, and we tell you how to make more sales, make better relationships, and make more money.
Exactly, and you know when we're going live? As soon as Doug tells us we can.
That's right, that's right.
We listen to Doug.
Doug is in charge here. He's our producer.
Exactly, and whatever he says goes.
That's right. So I want to read some five-star reviews that we've been getting because they're just so freaking awesome and they make our day. So thank you guys so much. If you leave us a five-star review, we will recognize you and read yours on our show as well. The first one is from JP. He says, I've been a listener for a long time due to the terrific insight that's useful the minute I hear it. I've learned at least one bit of information from every guest that I can utilize in my business and or personal life. Jeffrey and Jennifer, keep the value flowing. Rest assured that I will tell both my friends. That's a true diehard.
Yeah.
You know, when someone can actually talk about the things we talk about.
And use our language.
Yeah, that's a true diehard. Jeffrey, do you want to read Kevin's?
Recently, I was searching to expand my podcast library. I stumbled on this one, and the first episode I listened to was Michael Padone. Pretty good guy. Love the approach and knowledge I learned. I'm excited to dive into the episodes and be a sponge so that I can further my career and make a fortune, not my quota.
Go, Kevin,
there
go.
You go.
I love it.
Be that SpongeBob that you need to be.
We'll give you the secret formula.
Exactly. Don't be Squidward.
All right.
We have too many of them in the world right now.
All right. So, Christy, Jeff, can everyone see them on Facebook? How does that work? Yes? Oh, cool. That's so cool.
Yep, there you go.
We're so excited you guys are here today. Thank you for joining us.
Well, actually, we're not that excited, but we're going to tell people that we
no,
are.
No, we are excited.
Well,
no,
we're excited.
we're blown away. And thank you for having the little red book where I can see it visually cover out.
Can you see it, actually?
Yes, of course.
That's
I can.
Nice.
I can spot that book
so
anywhere.
That is so cool. Yeah. And so we have a new network now. It's called the Sell or Die Network. And the Why and the Buy, Christy and Jeff's podcast, has joined our network. And so we're excited to formally introduce them to you. And let's do it.
Okay, do
well,
it.
Well, I need to make something clear first. It's Christy's podcast. I just play along.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised.
We're going to volley back and forth
wait
now.
Wait a second. It's the same with Sell or Die. It's Jen's podcast. I just show up every Monday.
Oh, man. All right, so Christy, how did you get into sales?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I was very reluctant coming into sales. In fact, I'm not even sure I called myself a salesperson for about 10 years.
Wow. You were seven when you got in?
Yes, exactly. Thank you for that. I fell into it. I actually started telemarketing for ADT Security Services when I was still in college.
Wow.
And
they had phones back then?
Say that again.
They had phones back then?
They had phones back then, believe it or not.
Very nice. Okay, good.
And the rest, I guess, as they say, is history. So I stayed in the security industry for many years and learned a lot and had a sales manager about 20 years ago give me the little red book of selling. And Jeffrey, you actually have signed that copy of it because it's very dog-eared and I've written in it and I've highlighted it. So it was just a very instrumental book for me early on.
Wow, that's awesome.
Makes me happy. Cool.
Yeah.
And Jeff, you have a similar story where you didn't really want to admit to being in sales too, don't you?
Oh, I've told this story so many times.
Tell us again. Come on. Tell us again.
Even though it's your thousandth time to say it, it's the audience's first time to hear it.
Someone essentially told me that they thought I'd be good at it. And I disagreed with them. But when I looked at the opportunity that was in front of me, I said,
hold on,
I could do
why did you disagree with them?
Yeah. Well, because I am of, I come from a bunch of people and there are, I can, well, let me just say it this way. When it comes to my mom trying to reconcile her favorite son and my brothers, I hope they're listening, my mom's favorite son versus the fact that he's in sales, I'm still not convinced that she can totally reconcile that.
Gotcha.
So that just kind of,
in other words, she's still hoping you get a job.
one of these days I might make her proud.
Hey, Jeff's brothers, you may have slipped into first place.
Exactly.
So you just, it was one of those things where I didn't think that was ever anything that I wanted to do. And when I looked at an opportunity, I said, look, I can try this for a year. If I don't like it, I'll just go back to what I was doing.
Right.
And the, you know, 10 and a half months later, actually I was teetering on the brink and, not to make this sound too, patronizing, but yeah, the little red book of selling found its way into my lap.
Damn.
And I finally looked at it from a different perspective and things changed from that point on. That was 14 years ago.
Cool. Wow, I love that.
I love that too. Thank you.
All right. So you guys, oh, sorry,
now that
Jeffrey.
You've had sufficient time to kiss my ass, let's talk about what you do on a regular basis. Talk about your career for just a minute.
Well, I help people sell more. I work with companies to help identify their sales strategies, point out glaring weaknesses. A lot of times, a lot of the things that they're missing, I think that people are a little too granular with what they're looking at and they miss the big picture. Mm-hmm. And that's why you've always been such a big influence on me, Jeffrey, is that the universal principles that you apply to help people understand what it is they should be doing rather than just focusing on the day-to-day, should I call, should I email? You need to do something. Let's not get tied up in the minutia. Yep. And actually, Christy and I talk about this a lot on our show or in between our shows. Sometimes it's so simple that the concept is so simple that it's easy to miss. And I almost feel bad saying, yeah, you owe me, I can't believe you're paying me money for me to call this out to you, but I'm the only one that's calling it out this way. And this is really where you're missing. It's simple. Let's put this into play. And I mean, I identify strategies and I help companies and salespeople understand what it is that they're trying to understand what it is that they're missing that's getting in their way.
Get a little granular for 1 second and tell me what you have uncovered as the biggest problem or two in today's sales teams.
Ooh,
I don't mean to make you think right away, but
most people. I'm trying to. You said one or two.
Yeah.
Most people can't differentiate themselves, and they think that the message that they've been given to go out there and broadcast just needs to be said louder and more often. I think that's missing a point. And I also think that people miss the idea that you need to create a little tension in the process in order to get anybody to act. You can't just hug someone to death and make them buy from you. If you're trying to create a new outcome, you have to show them what's standing between them and that outcome and show them that you can help them through it.
In other words, please, I'll be your best friend is not a good close.
Oh, man. So many
but hugs
think
help,
it is.
Right?
It depends on who you are as the friend.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. All right, Chrissy, your turn.
So in my business, I work primarily with small businesses. I am a impact coach. Mm-hmm. I started out doing a lot more sales coaching than I do today. What I found is that sales, much like life, tends to permeate every part of what we do, and small business owners are no exception there. And a lot of times with small business owners, they get really wrapped up in the minutia of what needs to be done, and they forget about the selling and the building the business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so I spend a lot of my time there.
I'm not a big Michael Gerber fan, but the only thing that has stuck with me over the years is working on your business rather than in your business.
Yes.
And I would probably guarantee that he didn't say it first, but I don't want to go out on a limb. Seek first to understand, then be understood from the 7 habits, was said by St. Francis of Assisi in 1100.
But so anyway, we're not going to get into copywriting right now and so intellectual property.
I have a feeling that someone preceded him on that.
So, you think? Yes.
So diehards, we have not one, not two, not three. But four sales experts on right now. Yeah. And so we need to hear from you and hear your questions.
Where the hell are you?
Come on. Send us some questions so we can answer them.
Throw something hard.
Let's shout out to Wes Wyatt. What up, Wes? He's here. Tara from Texas. Rich says yes. Anas from Morocco. How cool. Yeah. Love that. What time is it there right now?
In the,
like 6 hours ahead?
It's nighttime.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so we want to hear your questions, but I think that Doug has a question that he's going to ask us that we saw online, and our guests from the Why and the Buy are going to help us answer the question.
It is. It's from Reddit.
Oh, okay.
It's
I'll read Reddit, the question.
And it's for the guy's name's Waiting for Godot 42.
Is it Waiting for God? Ought?
No, it's Godot.
Godot. Waiting for Godot. Well, God OT.
Make it louder.
Where is Steve Harvey when we need him?
That's a bullshit. That's right.
All right. Do you want to read the question or do you want me to?
I've recently taken a new job at a New Hampshire media company. Boy, there's an oxymoron. And one of the most common objections I hear is we aren't interested in marketing because business is really good right now. What would be an elegant and subtle rebuttal to this objection?
Ooh.
I'll give mine and then y'all can give yours, cool? When business is good, that's the time to invest in making it better. Because if you wait until business goes down, it's too damn late.
Yeah. And I would ask them, what would a 10% increase or a 20% increase do to their bottom line right now? Just because it's good doesn't mean it can't be better. Doesn't mean it can't be amazing. So I would go with a question.
Yeah.
What about you?
You know, people that are fat and happy are usually just one or the other.
I love what you just said there, Jen. I think that going with a question is the right answer because there's something, there's some sort of disconnect in what the client is looking to do. And they view marketing in a very tactical sense, mm-hmm. not as something that is just part of the being of the organization. So I think there's a lot more to uncover behind that statement.
Exactly.
There's another thing here. This kid is working for the state of New Hampshire. So obviously he's wanting them to brag about New Hampshire. Well, Vermont's willing to pay you $10,000 to move there and do jack shit and sit at home and have an online job. What's New Hampshire doing besides trying to sell some maple syrup? And Vermont has better maple syrup anyway.
Well, I think there's an opportunity here. So business is good. So now you have the time, the resources, and the opportunity to really separate yourself.
Got the money.
Exactly.
He's got the money.
Now's the time to invest.
Do you want business to always be good? Here's your opportunity to step on the accelerator. The freeway just opened up right in front of you, you know, and you get this. I always sold a little bit more, actually a lot more effectively after I had my monthly number hit, right? Mm-hmm. Whenever there was no more perceived outside pressure of who do I need to make happy? What do I need to do that last week of the month? It felt like I could really be free and do it the way I wanted to do. As soon as I flipped the switch mentally and said, why don't I just act like that all the time? Quota mm-hmm. be damned. All mm-hmm. of a sudden the quota went away.
Are you relaxed on your podcast?
Oh, man, Christy is one of the most relaxing people that I always feel better when I get done talking to Christy. That's why I feel like I totally duped her into doing this. But the, when we're recording, we're just having fun.
Yeah.
Every once in a while you get a guest who's like, oh, man, all right, it's just not there. But when it's just Christy and me, we go and then we look and, you know, we spend the better part of every Tuesday afternoon working on the show and recording and things like
Tell
that.
Tell us about your show and the format and who you're, you know.
Who's your best guest? I want to know who your best guest was besides us. Oh,
I think it was Jen Gluckow.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Of course. Easily. I mean, come on.
Good answer, guys. Good answer.
Easily.
And that's only Jeffrey because you haven't been on the show yet.
Oh, bad answer. Exactly. Bad answer.
We would love to have you on the
Digging.
Show.
Should have stopped at Jen Gluckow.
Well, you know, we started this show. Well, we did it for the entire year of 2017, and we had some shows that was just Christy and I talking. We had some shows where we had some guests come on, and we decided to change our format this year because we wanted to differentiate ourselves a little bit. And so now we've got not a 3 times a week format. We've got kind of a monthly format where every Monday you'll hear from one of us. Every Wednesday you will hear an interview. We call them success stories. And then every month we have a thought leader. And then every month we've got a kind of a wrap up of the month and then a preview into the following month. And then it's kind of a bonus that we do just for our subscribers and just for the people who are really loyal followers of us. We read a book as a podcast audience every month. And so we get together and it's live, it's on Zoom, and you just call in, you know, join the discussion. And whether or not you've read the book, we really don't spend a whole lot of time talking about the things we read in the book. It's just, we'll pull 3 or 4 concepts out and we have a discussion. And it's always something that's very inspirational, educational, all the Asianals. And we have some fun with it. So
motivational.
So
institutional. Yeah.
We have a lot of people who are diehards who haven't yet discovered the Why and the Buy podcast.
Yeah.
What is the first episode you recommend they listen to? And then Christy, I'm going to ask you the same question after that.
Okay.
So have a different answer, because if you say like you said, we're calling bullshit.
Darn it.
You know what? Take it. I'm going to say the most recent one.
Okay.
Because Which we is? Get better every time. In this case, the one that just released today was just me. It was my Monday musing called Get a right. Podcast Partner. And there is
it's called
a,
All About Me and Fuck Everybody
I
Else.
I haven't listened to that. Is that really what it's called?
It's called Get a Podcast Partner. And I talk about how valuable it is for you to have someone at work, professionally or even personally, where you can just bounce ideas off.
Cool.
Someone, because Christy and I talk regularly, and sometimes you just need a barometer. Sometimes you need someone who's experiencing the same things that you are in order to filter your ideas and kind of give you some clarity in that. And the biggest benefit I've taken out of this podcast is not only the people that I've been able to meet, but I get to have regular conversations with an exceptional coach in Christy Walters, and Aww. She helps me oh, more cool. than she
Very Sounds nice. Like an amazing mastermind you guys have going on there.
Yes, it does. And it is. You know, what's interesting.
It's amazing to me, though, Christy, how much younger you are than your protege.
Well, thank you.
No problem.
Wisdom knows no age.
I do have about 12 years on him, but
oh,
okay.
Wow.
Oh, boy. Okay, you know, so.
Well, so it's interesting. If and I'll come back to the favorite episode question here in a second, but you know, Jeff and I met in your office at the beginning of 2017, and just were having these phenomenal conversations about building our businesses, and I was confessing about my concerns and challenges around writing and creating content, and so this became content development for us.
Cool.
Yeah, I love that.
And it's been phenomenal.
That's awesome.
That makes me happy, yeah.
Yeah, that's really yeah. cool. So what episode would you start with if you were new to the Why and the Buy?
Gosh, I wasn't prepared for that question. I
know there are so many good ones. I actually binge listened on my way to the beach a few weeks ago.
Did you really?
I
do
did.
You have a favorite?
I do, Ooh. But I'll yeah, tell you
but
after
it's the
yours.
One that she's on.
Well, because that was a really good episode. I mean, I know it sounds like we're just kissing your butt.
Yes, it does,
nonstop,
actually.
But that's okay. So, you know, it was a really great episode, and we just had a lot of fun with it. And those are our favorite guests.
Do you have another memorable guest that sort of comes to mind?
Someone other than Jen?
Yeah. Or have they all been pretty much duds?
No, we've okay. had incredible well, guests. One, you know, we've had Scott Ingram on from the Sales Success Podcast a couple of times, and uh-huh. always some really interesting conversation when Scott comes on, especially around networking. We just interviewed Mark Hunter, which I think is going to be one of our best. It hasn't released yet. That will show up here in
Thursday.
A couple of weeks. Say that again.
That shows this Thursday. That airs this Thursday.
Yeah. So listen to that one.
Okay.
And
we
the
will.
Monday musings I love. They're cool. really
yeah,
short.
Yeah, I like the Monday musings because you really get a glimpse into your personality and who you guys are and what you're about and
yep.
what's going on in your sales world, which is
yeah.
cool. And there's
yeah.
always a lesson built in, which I love.
Yes. Yeah.
And our listeners, when they get, you know, when we interact with our listeners, they tell us that those are our favorite or those are their favorites.
Oh, that's cool.
It's nice yeah. to have the interviews. You really get some get to pick some other people's brains and really understand what is going on outside of our own businesses. But at the same time, just, you know, 4 or 5 minutes. Here it is on a Monday morning. This is what we're thinking about. I hope you're thinking about something like this. And I mean, it's.
Yeah. Do you talk about specific things that are going up in the economy? Because right now it's going pretty well. And a lot of salespeople are experiencing upticks in their business and may for some reason think that they had something to do with it.
I don't. I think, you know, really spontaneity is the key to those things for me. You know, mine released today. That means that over the next 10 days or so, I've got to think of something so I can get it recorded, so I can get it to Doug Branson, our producer extraordinaire, for him to put it together so it can release. So whatever's top of mind for me is something that'll get laid down. We try to stay pretty current with it, so it's top of mind. I can't record 10 of these and be done for the rest of the year. So yeah. We stay topical, but personally topical and relevant. The economy hasn't been something I really thought a whole lot about.
What we try to do is we try to make it all about our guests so that we extract the most information we can for the audience who's already heard us. But as you can see today, Jennifer and I are wearing the same France football shirt.
Vive la France. Yes.
Because we were just in France and came back on the day that they, the day before they won the major football game. But we're there for two minor victories when they won the quarterfinals and the semifinals to get to the finals.
You would have thought they won the World Cup by No, you would have thought
that the world had just discovered the secret to living a life forever and having no more wars. They were...
It was amazing.
Yeah,
it
they were amazing. On the street.
And now, I want to be respectful of your guys' time.
Yeah,
I know
so
you
let's
both
talk
had
a little bit more about
at,
us.
I know you both had something at one. So if you need to jump, we'll keep talking about your show. Yeah. And we will get back on a podcast with you guys soon.
Yes, we'd love that. Thank you guys so much
Thank
for having us
for
on.
Joining.
We really appreciate
hey,
it.
It's
and
a
we're
total
excited
pleasure.
To be a part of the network.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Yep. So, and we'll get out.
One more plug.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Give it to them. Give them a plug for their podcast. So if you're a diehard,
well, I was
out there,
gonna talk about before after they were gone, I was gonna talk about the episode that I recommend they listen to.
And so they're signing off right now. So let's say if you want
all
more
right,
from Jeff
go
the Jork.
Get the Why and the Buy on iTunes or wherever you listen to Sell or Die. Just download the Why and the Buy, subscribe to it, and you will love it.
And Jeff, do you have a personal website? Can you tell the people what it is?
Oh, my website's jeffbajorek.com.
Bajoric with a B, correct?
Bajoric with a B. Be like boy, A-J-O-R-E-K. I'm sure someone will put that in the show notes somewhere.
Oh, yeah, we'll put
and
that up.
Christy, yours is?
It's ChristyWalters.com. Oh, pretty damn. Simple. C-H-R-I-S-T-I-E.
All right. Awesome. So there you go. And thank you both for joining us today on Motivation Monday. We will see you again.
We're going to keep talking on Motivation Monday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're not going.
Yeah,
just
don't
there
be,
you're going.
Yeah, exactly. So get the hell off of our set. And
thank
we
you for joining.
We'll be talking to you soon.
Hey, thank
thanks,
you guys.
All right, ciao.
So, Jen, tell me about your shirt.
So, I wanted to talk to you about something that happened in Paris.
Jeffrey. All right, go
first
ahead.
Of all, Jeff and Christy really do rock.
Yeah, they're very
and
nice people.
They're definitely their podcast is fun to listen to and educational to listen to. I was listening to one about May being execution month, and really any month and every month should be, well, not that kind of execution, but more so the like the do the
yeah. shoot do your favorite
now,
enemy month
do this no yeah. no no close all your freaking sales deals month.
We
okay?
were in France where they still use the guillotine, and I that's one of my favorite killer things.
Oh my. So I wasn't going with the death thing, but oh. but really like it, they're just thoughtful in the way they do their podcast, and they bring you timely subjects that are worth listening
yeah,
to.
They're nice, and yeah. they're smart, and
yeah,
they're good.
They're good people.
Okay, so tell me about
all right,
your...
so we're in Paris, and yeah. I wanted to tell everyone what happened and give them a little inspiration. I want to give you guys a little inspiration for this Monday, this very fine Monday. We're in Paris, and our Wi-Fi goes down. And having no Wi-Fi is like the end of the earth. I don't know if you've been without Wi-Fi for a minute, but we were without Wi-Fi for 5 days.
It's not the end of the earth, but you can see it from there.
So we decide, because we're told in advance that it's France and they're going to take 5 days to restore the internet, which would not fly in America.
Nope.
We decide we're going to go out and buy one of those cards, like those little machines you walk around that gives
like
you like mobile Wi-Fi, yeah. okay?
And you're your own hotspot.
Exactly. You're your own hotspot.
For only like, 50 oh, bucks for a half a gig.
No, it was 50 bucks for 5 gigs, but oh. We flew through 5 gigs every 2 days. So anyway, I'm like, oh, well, let's go to the Orange store because Orange is like France's version of AT&T or Verizon, right?
Orange. So Jeffrey
has me do the mapping of this, and I tell him it's only like a 15-20 minute walk. But it was 98 degrees.
Right.
It was freaking hot. We both have our laptops. We're schlepping. We finally get there. It's probably more like a 30-minute walk. We finally get there, and I'm like, oh, we're here. Orange.
But it was a flower store or a fashion store, the fashion of Orange. Like exactly.
Orange perfumery.
Okay,
and it
now.
Was not the right Orange store.
Did I bitch at her?
Okay, so here's the inspiration. I was amazed because I was so mad at myself, okay? I had us walking for 30 minutes to what I thought was the closest location. And I was so angry inside. And Jeffrey was so kind about it. Like, oh, okay, well, let's find the right store.
Big deal.
He kept his attitude. He was the epitome of yes attitude. And so whatever goes wrong today, whatever happens this week.
Find another Orange store.
That's right.
That's the lesson.
That's the lesson. Keep your attitude. And it was because he didn't bitch at me and because he didn't make me feel like crap because I already felt like crap
until
internally.
Later.
No, he actually walked back to the store to take pictures because we were like, this is sort of funny now. But it took a while to get over it. It was because he kept his yes attitude that we were able to get to the right Orange store in time before they closed and get some sort of Wi-Fi connection.
And
it wasn't that substantial, but
and
it was, yes.
Go to my favorite Italian restaurant.
Oh, yeah. And we went to a great Italian restaurant, and I had no key.
Exactly.
And it was like homemade gnocchi. It was really delicious.
You know, I'll tell you something. That one of the most interesting parts about going to another country, whether it's France or any place, we happen to go to France a lot. We're pulling up our
Instagram. There you go.
That's proof that we were there. Yeah, it's not a photoshopped photo. Note my Philadelphia Eagles hat.
Yeah, which, Jeffrey brought that thing all over France.
Exactly.
It's not on the screen. We're going to pull it up soon.
Okay. But this is the challenge. They have a different culture, and they have a different set of their way of doing things. And the one thing that you have to do is forget about the fact that this isn't the way it's done in Cleveland, or this isn't the way they do it in New York City. Fuck all that. Deal with people in their country. Be respectful. Be nice. Be happy. And deal with it. Like, the French are not big on air conditioning.
No, they're not.
So if you don't have a fan, you're going to fry. And our first apartment, we didn't have a fan, and we fried for a few days until we finally got out of there. But are we going to whine about it? Yeah,
I find there's two things that are part of the culture in France.
Wine and bread.
Their first answer is no.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I love challenging them on, okay, so that's not possible, but what is possible? And then it's like their mind starts going and they start thinking in a whole new way. And that's exactly how you have to be with your customers. Is your first answer no, or is it, let me tell you what is possible? Because that's the key. And I find that they're also all about the c'est la vie.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's just like that. Like, there's no AC. C'est la vie.
One of the interesting things about their culture is they pay people predominantly salary. And as a result of it, there's no incentive to try to get more or do more. They do what they have to do and go home.
Yeah.
Even the people that work on tips all the time don't always give you the service that you would expect if they were on some kind of incentive. It's kind of sad, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
You want me to send you a picture of the orange thing? I have one of my.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be posting that. I don't know if you guys are all aware, diehards, but we now have a Facebook group that's specific for you. And we'll be posting some behind-the-scenes photos from our France trip, including the Giverny photos that we talked about last week and some of our funny incidents that happened in France. Did we take a picture of the chair when I broke it?
No, we did not, honey.
Oh.
I didn't want to embarrass
After
you.
After I ate the gnocchi, I sat in a chair in our apartment and it crashed. And I'm trying to convince myself it had nothing to do with the gnocchi, but
yeah.
I'm still not convinced.
Wait. Not that kind of weight.
But all right, so we have Roger here. We have Meredith here. We have so many friends here. Evan, Tennessee in the house. What's up? This is really awesome. Would you guys share this out with your friends and also ask us some questions and tell us what you're struggling with this week?
Why does nobody have a question?
I don't know. Or what you want help with this week, because we want to help you. That's exactly why we're here. Like, we're hanging out with you to
like, why did the United States not have a team to represent us in the World Cup?
I can't answer that question. I'm not qualified.
We couldn't shoot enough goals. I think that's part of the deal there. But neither did Italy, so we're at least tied with that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good, I guess.
I don't know. But in the meantime, we just had a great time. We learned a lot. We wrote a lot. The ambiance in Paris is very nice. Don't worry about French people being rude or any of that kind of crap. It's just like New York City. No one gives a shit. And they especially don't give a shit about you. So if you've ever been to New York City, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Go to Paris. It's a lot nicer and the art's better. The food's
and
about,
the food's better.
I don't know.
Really?
The food's pretty good in New York.
I know, but what's that, Doug? What's
that? All right,
that?
We have a question.
Oh, my God. Oh!
We have a question from the internet.
Okay. Who
Let's
is she?
Let's hear it, Doug.
This one comes from Toss Wizard.
Got it.
Toss Wizard writes, this year we made a goal to move beyond merely holding out on our network to prospecting and seeking work. As expected, we've found that it's challenging to find clients without warm leads. Mm-hmm. As a new business developer, I've read quite a bit about prospecting, formatting messages, playing up to their needs, accomplishments, etc. What are other ways to connect with cold prospects and convert them?
It is not a complicated issue unless you read a book about it or hire a consultant. Then it becomes way too complicated.
Yeah.
Here's what you need to do. Go to my LinkedIn and take a look at, it's Jeffrey Gittimer. I probably can't accept you because I'm too close to 30,000. But what I want you to do is look at what—
You can follow him, though.
Yeah, you can follow me. Just look at what I post. I post valuable messages that have enough keywords in there so that anyone's looking for a sales trainer or a keynote event or some kind of online education, they would find me and connect with me or reach out to me. So the secret is post valuable information that other people who are in your prospect arena would find valuable, find in a search, and then connect with you because you're so damn good at it. That reduces the complexity down to about zero.
So I think what you're saying, Jeffrey, is attract them to you, engage
Bingo.
Them with you, and rather than try and pull and get them to connect with you in a way that might be they might not want to, is get them to actually contact you.
It is not, for those of you listening, the law of attraction. The law of attraction was a wonderful concept created by Napoleon Hill in 1937, and it has stayed relative and relevant until about the 50s, and then it became information attraction. I now refer to it as value attraction, because you can't sit on your sofa, read The Secret, eat a bag of potato chips, visualize a Cadillac appearing in your driveway, and the Cadillac shows up.
It doesn't just drop down from the sky?
Yeah, it somehow appears without even a credit check. And what will happen is you'll get fatter. But what you need to do is create valuable information that other people would find valuable and want to connect with you because they want to read what you're going to post next and next after that. So I'm going to give you one example. If you're in the home alarm business or the home, even in the extermination business, you want to make sure that you're posting information about how to keep your home safe. Why is the driveway cracking? Why is the attic so hot in the summer and so cold in the winter? What are the three places that burglars break in? How do I have a great weekend getaway where I live? Post information that other people would find valuable, and even want to share with somebody else. If you do that, you're going to win. If you post an ad in Facebook, you're going to lose.
And if you're making cold calls all day long, you have to come with value. It doesn't matter if you have to call 100 people or not. If you can't tell me immediately how you're going to help me, I don't want to talk to you.
Bingo.
If you just sound like you're going to sell me something, you're out. But if you can start the conversation with, how you're going to help me, you might win some of my time and your prospect's time.
What if you're in the guillotine sales business?
Ooh. If you're in the guillotine sales business, it's merely the flip of a switch.
So, okay.
Just, no. Get your head in the game, literally.
Oh, I love that. Okay, so this is pretty cool.
Keep your head in the game.
I love people with two first names. And we have Mark Scott joining us for the first time. So I just want to welcome you, Mark. Thank you for listening. And for those of you... And for those of you who also are joining us for the first time, this is Sell or Die. Today is our Motivation Monday episode.
And it's our 1 millionth podcast.
I don't know about that yet. Oh. But soon it will be our 1 millionth
1 million podcast. Pieces of sales advice served.
That's I've been right. served up That's so right. far, so far, and we are still at 15 cents a hamburger.
And we're all about giving you value, giving you information you can use right away to make more sales and more money.
Do you know that when McDonald's first came out, it was the hamburgers were 10 cents and fries were 15 cents? And for a quarter, you could get a hamburger and french fries.
Do you remember that?
Unfortunately, yes, I do.
Inflation, baby.
Yeah.
All right. So we have a question from Tara. She says, in our industry, horses... We always say that you have to establish yourself as an expert. I cannot tell you how many phone calls I get from people that are just looking for help and information. Those people always come back to us when they're looking to buy because we helped and gave them info when they weren't looking to buy anything at the time.
I'm almost an expert at horses. I'm an expert at horse shit.
Oh, man.
And having grown up in New Jersey, which is where horse shit was invented, it got to... very extreme level very quickly.
I can relate to that because when I was looking to buy our first Cavalier, I called around. Or it's a dog. I called around to a bunch of people. And the person who was the most helpful was this lady, Pamela Lovett. And she said, look, I don't care if you buy from me or not.
That's the perfect answer.
Probably wasn't true, okay? But she said, these are the five questions you need to ask every single person you call and talk to about getting a Cavalier. You need to know this, you need to know that. And they were things I had never thought of that I needed to know. And
so,
I trusted her.
Horse lady.
Tara
Horse. Make sure that you are giving your customers advice on how they can win when they acquire or need the services of, and you're going to win. And make sure... Then when they come to your place and they saddle up their horse, that you take plenty of pictures, especially with their kids, and send it to them.
Oh, yeah. That's important. Yeah. Before horse, after horse. I love that.
Après horse. As they say in the old country.
Well, this has been a really fun Motivation Monday. I love having our friends from the Why and the Buy on.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they did credibly, I would say.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
Their podcast is well worth listening to. I would listen to it if I were you or a diehard.
I do listen to it. Exactly. I enjoy listening
to it. I listen to it as well.
I loved my episode. No, I loved a lot of the episodes I've listened to.
Humility rules in this place.
Actually, they're going to ask you. This is funny, Jeffrey, that you didn't hear this part.
I'll
you
decide
were
if it's
yet.
Funny, but go ahead,
they didn't want to put you on the spot about being their thought leader next month. And I said, Jeffrey puts everyone on the spot. You totally need to put him on the spot.
Exactly.
But I think we ran out of time. So
they ran out of balls.
Hopefully you'll be their next month's, their August thought leader, because that would be pretty cool.
I'd rather be their September thought leader.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no one listens in August. They're all on vacation.
Oh, all right. Well, hopefully you guys, diehards, will be listening to us in August.
Yeah.
Because coming up next week, we have tomorrow. It's tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Matt Monero's episode is tomorrow.
Wow.
This is one of my favorite all-time episodes.
Freaking rocks.
Oh, man. He's so cool.
If you like him, fine. And if you don't like him, he don't give a shit.
What did he build his business to? $100 million? He built his business to $100 million and then decided he didn't like how it was going. Like, he didn't like the culture of the business. And he just torched it and started again. Like,
wait a minute. That's not the cool part.
Oh.
That guy has a phone booth in his office.
Well, there are many cool parts.
Yeah, don't give them all away. You got to listen to the episode.
Right.
You find out why Matt Monero has a phone booth in his office.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And find that out tomorrow.
That's right.
On Sell or Die.
And all you need to do to get every podcast episode and not miss one is subscribe.
And
you
can get both your friends to subscribe.
Overcast, Stitcher, iTunes, wherever you get your podcast, and give us a 5-star review because we will be recognizing you and potentially sending you something as a gift for your 5-star
review. We send out a lot of gifts, but obviously not to you because you didn't thank us today for the gift. So if you want to get one, all you got to do is get with it and tell your friends and start poking at it.
That's right. You can get the show notes at CellarDiePodcast.com. We have these amazing mugs. Have you guys seen these mugs? They're amazing.
Oh, they're gorgeous.
I love drinking out of them because it reminds me there's no prize for second place in sales.
We are happy to serve you, New York City, 1942.
But we don't sell those. We don't. We sell these.
Oh.
We'll put a link in the Facebook where you can get your Sell or Die mug. Because these are freaking awesome, and they're a great reminder
to sell
kick
or
your
die.
Own ass.
Right. So, I'm Jeffrey Gittimer.
And I'm Jen Gluckow.
And I'm reminding you to get out there and sell something on Motivation Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday,
That's
even
right.
if your ass falls off.
Hell yeah.